9:01 a.m. It's May the 25th, 2012. We're at the OPA hearing room at 907 914 building in Agana, Guam. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer on behalf of the Office of Public Accountability. This is the case of in the appeal of Allied Pacific Builders, Inc., OPA-PA-12-010. We are here for a pre-hearing conference and a motion hearing. And will the members of the Office of Public Accountability here this morning please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Jocelyn Antalan, Procurement Appeal Staff.
Llewellyn Terlahi, Quality Assurance Reviewer.
Thank you. Will the institutional representatives of the appellant who are here this morning please identify themselves for the record?
I'm Noel Tolentino, Allied Pacific Builders, Senior Project Manager.
Gennaro Danella of Allied Pacific Builders, General Manager.
Thank you. And will counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
Christina Pedersen. No one else is here with me today.
Okay, so we are basically here. We'll start with the motion hearing. I believe the only motions we have currently are the motion or DOE's motion to dismiss. Is that correct?
We have a motion to dismiss, and I filed a motion to dismiss in part on the 21st.
Okay, we'll take up your second motion after the motion that was filed before the deadline that was set. The way this is going to work, just for the information of the appellant, is counsel for DOE, because it's their motion, they will have the opportunity to make any oral arguments they desire to make. When they are done, you will have the opportunity to respond to any of those oral arguments and make some of your own. But when you're done, because it's DOE's motion, they're basically going to have the last word, and they'll have what's called a rebuttal argument, very briefly, to whatever comments you make. But that's typically how motions are heard, not just here, but in court as well. Okay. So, Ms. Patterson, you have the floor on your motion to dismiss.
Thank you. The motion to dismiss speaks for itself in that we are requesting the entire appeal get dismissed because we are unable to respond to any particular part of the appellant's appeal due to their lack of explaining the grounds for appeal and request for any ruling. We were unable to provide any concrete response, and since there is the requirement in 2 GAR section 12104B that were not met, we feel that this is inappropriate to continue with this appeal at this time.
And by that, are you referencing in their notice of appeal their statement of grounds for appeal?
That there was a lack of statement of grounds for appeal and there was no relief requested in their appeal.
Thank you, Ms. Patterson. Is there anything else?
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay. So the appellant has the floor in response to the oral arguments made.
Yes, we submitted a response under motion to dismiss back in
stated May 18, 2012?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you can submit on the brief you filed and make any other comments you desire to make. It's up to you.
Well, the reason, like the council was saying, is we submitted the same protest because it failed to satisfy what we're looking for as far as answers. That's why we submitted the same letter to you guys.
Would you mind just for the benefit recapping what were your concerns?
Well, in your May 18, 2012 response, you state that your protest was based on the bidder's qualifications and classifications as stated in the, I guess it was the solicitation. They were not qualified to do their job because, number one, Mega United is only classified as A and B. And then the second issue you raised there was that Phil Getzlong, the trading corp, doing business as J&B Monotech, is classified with C68, epoxy only, not epoxy injection, mm-hmm. which is the scope of the work for the project. Is that the gist of
yes.
What you state the grounds of your appeal are here?
Yes, that's one of them.
Okay.
There's three of them.
Okay. And are they basically as stated where you cite, where you say APB's appeal, and you state well, you go on, but under the headings, that's APB's protest, where you state that. Those are what you believe are the grounds of appeal now, just to understand your
yes,
plea? Okay. Does DOE understand?
I understand that they've submitted their comments. However, these were more appropriately brought as a response to the agency report rather than in the motion to dismiss. The response to the record was due on May 10th, so these are untimely. Furthermore, we still are not sure of the relief that they're requesting and are unable to address the appeal in the manner that is prescribed by the rules and regulations. Therefore, the OPA has the discretion to dismiss this entire appeal as it is inappropriate at this time.
All right. We will take DOE's motion to dismiss under advisement and issue a decision in writing shortly after this this hearing. Okay. Now for the second matter, which was DOE's second motion to dismiss in part.
This is because some of the grounds that are stated in their response comments exceed the jurisdiction of what is stated in their original protest letter to DOE and are not brought up in DOE's response that was sent to them. And I outline two specific sections that go well beyond what we had anticipated could have potentially been in this appeal based on their original protest letter. And again, due to their lack of statement of what they were appealing and grounds for appeal, we feel this is inappropriate for OPA to consider if you deny our motion to dismiss in whole.
Okay. Just so the appellant understands the argument, so I understand you do not have counsel with you today. What they're saying is essentially it's purely a legal argument. Okay, the OPA's jurisdiction is limited, okay, and it's essentially limited to reviewing a decision or the agency's decision on a procurement protest at the agency level. And if there's no decision on an issue, then there's really nothing for the OPA to review. It's outside of the scope of the OPA's jurisdiction. If it wasn't raised below in a protest, and the agency didn't render a decision on that issue. That's really, is that the gist of your motion?
Correct.
And so she cited, I guess, a couple of issues on May the 21st, that motion, which was based on your response, your mm-hmm. comments on their agency report. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's the issue that that she's raising. Basically, that the OPA doesn't have the jurisdiction to hear those, was it two issues?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any response at all to that argument?
Well, like we've said a while ago, our appeal is the same as what we have protested itself. That's why we sent, we submitted the letter that we submitted to the GDOE.
Concern of...
Well, hang on. Are you done? Do you have anything else to say on that issue?
I don't know if it's to be said here or what.
Well, go ahead. This is your opportunity.
The responsibility. Like I said, we don't have an attorney, but we're new at this. And what we see is wrong. And to clarify and to understand, I have kids going to public school. And it's a mess. That's why really we're pushing this, because I'm from here. I live here. And I see my kids every time there's problems at school. I look at it. Why? Because we're not bidding it out properly. We're not awarding it to the right companies. It's always the cheap way. I'm not understanding the right way to do it. We're always looking at the cheapest way to do it, but in result, you get the cheap way.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Go ahead. In addition to this, what he said is our contest is not, we're not contesting as far as awarding the job to us. We realize that we're hired. What we're contesting is all of these items that, a GDOE should realize that, so anybody can just go there and bid the job without, the proper licenses, without the proper
qualification.
I can bid any time. I don't have a qualification. I can use a subcontractor. But then again, can I assure GDOE if the subcontractor is doing its best to do the job?
Okay.
That's one of it. That's why we want a satisfaction on our protest. And then the third protest is prices. We spent like 24 hours of our work to do the estimate as far as square footage. Some contractors are just eyeballing it, saying this is how much it costs. We did our job per specification and plans, estimated it. That's why my question is, what's the government's estimate? How do they determine the winning bidder? If you based with the winning bidders to our bidders, as my example on my response, they're far from our estimate. It is, where's the guarantee that the winning bidder will complete the job without asking for a change order? We've been, Allied Pacific Builders have been here for 6 years. As far as I remember, since I started here in Guam since 2007, we haven't had any change order that we asked any government institution, because we want to work with them in their own budgets. That's what we're trying to